Welcome to the fifth edition of the Granite City Journal.
Hello everybody, welcome to all of you. Je vais le dire encore en français, vous êtes tous les bienvenus. On aime à vous garder longtemps. Après la soirée ici, on a un coin organisé sur la rue, on appelle ça la rue des Québécois, Keith Avenue. So, welcome all of you, and we got a hell of a program for you tonight.
At the present time, the largest ethnic group in the Barrie community is that of the French Canadians. Although some had begun farming in central Vermont in the 19th century, the largest influx took place in the early 1920s. For many years, controversy surrounded the arrival of granite workers from Quebec, some of whom were imported by the Barrie Granite Companies during the strike of 1922. Today, French Canadians form a vital part of the Barrie community while still maintaining their distinctive patois and such ethnic traditions as the lively fiddle music and step dancing performed by the members of La Soirée Canadienne. One of Barrie's French fiddlers and soiree members is Joe Gagné, who came to Vermont to farm with his uncle. He began fiddling as a young boy on the family farm in Inverness, Quebec.
I must have been 10, 11, I guess. But I didn't play much, you know. I got to learn it. And my father kept hiding it, kept it hidden, and there was a piece similar to what I got with a lock on it. I couldn't get it open even if I did find it. So finally, one day I went and got a screwdriver and I popped the lock. Oh, I heard about that. But we go hide and I practice it. Finally, I got that St. Andrew always got to me for some reason. And I learned that. And then, I went and put around 3-4 years of that. We went out west, my brother and I went out west. And we come back, he bought a record player and I bought a guitar. Then my younger brother started picking the guitar. That's how we got started.
St. Anne's Reel, played on the fiddle by Joe Gagné and accompanied on piano by Laurette Gagné. Another favorite Gagné tune is The Joys of Quebec.
What I used to do, I'd wait after chores was done, I'd go hide in the barn. Then they couldn't hear me. Then come back, sneak in the house, put the fiddle back. Well, what he was afraid of, he was afraid I'd drop it and break it.
Yes.
I mean, that thing meant something to him. I guess he's had it since he was a kid. Kept putting it back, take it out. Finally, after we got the guitar, my brother could play pretty good. We had practice at St. Andrew. We practiced that one good. I mean, we knew just how to read from the record, the original. We had the original copy, a recording. And that's the way I learned it. And one night, we all got together there. My father was sitting in the house. My mother was in there, too. My brother and I would come out on the porch. We got it going. Well, you want to see some faces drop. My father come out on the porch, had this pipe in his mouth, with tears. After that, there was no more lock and case. The fiddle was wherever you want to see it, on the couch. And he said, you want to learn that one? I'll try. And every minute we had, even during the hay, we come in the barn with a load of hay, we unload that while we was going to eat dinner. We were just like lightning. We were gone. The fiddle and the guitar.
South Barry Fireman's Breakdown, Joe and Lorette Gagne of La Soirée Canadienne, helping to keep alive the ethnic tradition of Barry's French Canadian population.